I'm Marco Werman with The World. Brexit, the UK in chaos, Europe standing by waiting to see what its Britannic partner will do next. I was reminded today by writer Jeff Jacoby in the Boston Globe that July 4th was also a kind of Brexit in reverse. The 13 American colonies voted to leave Great Britain. Now in the UK, they also seem to be going through their own version of Brexit in reverse. Boris Johnson, who championed the leave vote, decided not to run for prime minister. And today, Nigel Farage, the leader of Britain's UK Independence Party, or UKIP, the man who pushed the Brexit campaign for years, announced he's resigning. Ben Judah is a British journalist who writes about the politics of migration in Europe.
Nigel Farage claims that he wants his life back. The British observers of this man and of politics in general are not entirely certain he is gone for good. Nigel Farage has resigned several times before and leapt back to position. And Nigel Farage is often a sort of master of spectacle.
He was known for focusing on fears over immigration in his Brexit campaigns. Are we going to see less emphasis on that in the future now?
Well, I'm a critic of Nigel Farage, but I do think he is actually one of the few politicians in Britain who is honest about what the Brexit vote was about and about what's happening here. Nigel Farage views that in the United States, the United Kingdom and France, the population is rejecting rapid ethnic change and is electing either nativist ideas, which is what he views Brexit as, or nativist candidates such as Donald Trump, or nativist parties are becoming very popular, like Le Front National in France. And there's a refusal to admit this on the left and the centre-right in the UK, with people trying to persuade themselves that this very fierce rejection of immigration in the campaign was indeed something else and about class or the establishment or inequality.
You know, Ben, it's interesting speaking with you because you spent time reporting undercover with low-skilled migrant workers across London. You actually pass as a migrant yourself, I understand. How do those communities see people like Nigel Farage?
Well, most of them don't really know about him.
Why wouldn't they? I mean, he's in the newspapers.
Well, because they're most of poor Eastern European sort of labourers in London. They're just that. They're poor Eastern European labourers in London with very restricted access to information. They spend all day kind of sawing and drilling and lifting, hod carrying. And most of them don't read English. They read Polish or they read Romanian. They don't buy newspapers in the morning. They check a couple of updates on their phone. Basically, they get their news from Facebook, or they might watch a bit of Polish TV or Romanian TV in the evening when they get home. What they all know about, though, is the Daily Mail, which they view as a sort of 21st century Volkshire bare-backed sort of racist publication of Nazi Germany, and they view that as persecuting them. The Daily Mail's a tabloid in this country.
Have they been responding to the Brexit referendum?
Most of them didn't think it would happen. And they were convinced that either the Queen would stop it or the banks would stop it. A lot of people told me that Putin might stop it or America might stop it because Britain was just a small European country and like Poland or Romania, it didn't make its own decisions. That was the common view. There's been a lot of shock since and a lot of confusion, very heightened distress in the Polish community after a spate of racist attacks. They're not really sure what's going to happen next is the answer.
British journalist Ben Judah, thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you.